Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, and I am the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. And I thank you for joining me again this week. I hope you had a great 4th of July and a great 4th of July weekend. But now we're back to work and we're doing things. And so let's get started with rule number 5, ask questions. During the years that I worked for the state of Texas, I got to know a lot of people. I knew them and they knew of me. Well, it was more of like there were more of them that knew of me and I knew of them. However, there were many at our state headquarters who somehow learned who I was through reputation, a good one, I hope. So that when I would go to Austin and walk down the hallways, they would say, "Hello, David," and I would say hello back to them. At first, I thought it was pretty cool that people knew of me. But after several visits, it started to get kind of creepy. Here were people that knew of me, but I never had seen them before until one day I decided to ask, "Excuse me, but how do you know me?" And the response floored me. My jaw hit the floor, and it was unexpected. Their response was, "Oh, everyone in the IT department speaks so highly of you. You're like a legend. You know, the guy that everyone talks about but never sees." Okay, well, asking that one question let me know that I must be doing something right. So, see, this is where we go into asking questions. Because asking questions is another great rule that should be adhered to always. This is where your notepad and pen come in handy as well. At a minimum, when you're out there, be sure to ask at least these 3 questions. How are you? How's the family? How's work? Is there anything you feel is important that I should know? Now, if you don't know how long someone's been with the organization, ask. Really, it's okay. But be sure to write it down so next time you don't look like an insensitive, uncaring pinhead when you ask someone the same question. A little harsh, but it has to be stated and restated. I once had a direct supervisor ask me 4 times in 1 year how long I had been with the organization. By the last time, it was starting to wear on me. I told him I started 2 months ago. He looked at me, raised an eyebrow, and never asked me that question again. I think he got it. Now, here's something you can ask all employees. Since you've been here, however long they've been there, is there anything you see that needs changing? I mean, if it seems that there are more answers than you expected, then ask for one item on the list. The one thing that is most important to that individual. And for the most part, everyone has at least one pet peeve or something they don't like about the way things are done within the company, department, or unit. I know I do, and I know you do. However, hearing it from the frontline staff carries a little more weight than hearing it from a local administrator. Why? Because the frontline staff has to do the job whether it's someone's pet peeve or not. They're the ones doing the dirty work, whether they like it or not. So take out your field notes notebook and jot down their answer and comments. Don't promise you can change anything, but say you will see what you can do about it. You can and must promise that you will move it up your chain of command. Don't fail them. Never fail them. Keep that promise. When you start collecting the pet peeves or complaint information from the staff, there are a few things you must do to ensure that you're just not out on a snipe hunt. You will have to use your powers of deduction along with your management and leadership skills. Take the information they gave you and determine whether it's valid or not. Valid in the sense that you must make certain that the staff member is not complaining for the sake of complaining. The soda in the soda fountain or soda machine is not cold enough. You know, that's, again, it's a complaint, but is it just because they need to say something? Or the toilet paper is not soft enough, or the toilet paper is too soft? Again, is it just for the sake of making the complaint? But again, somebody's preference. A word of caution, just like a rumor, every complaint has some form of truth in it, so each complaint must be explored no matter what. This lends itself to building your interest and your authenticity among your peers, superiors, and those you supervise directly. Never neglect entering those collected concerns into the proper channels for processing, and hopefully to ensure that some kind of appropriate action is taken. I don't have to tell you how much you damage your credibility if you fail to at least report the concern or the truth found within the complaint. See, you are now ready to ask questions again, this time to get the answers to the questions you had previously asked. As a byproduct of your walks, you can address issues that have the potential to save your organization time, money, litigation, and quite possibly a life. Also, please realize that you are not Don Quixote, and you cannot solve all the problems in one day or a week. Always remember that Don Quixote went charging at the dragons that were actually just windmills, so know exactly what the problem is and what it is not. You still have your job to do, so realize your crusade must remain focused and centered and not directly affecting the performance of your primary job function and duties. You will be tempted to step right in and fight a fight that is not yours to fight. Remember, you are working hard to ensure that you're taken seriously in what you're doing and what you want to accomplish during your walk. So, pick your battles wisely. Ask questions. That's really what it's all about. You know, how did you learn anything in school? How did you learn anything in your vocation? How did you learn your craft? You learned it by asking questions. You just weren't automatically self-filled. You know, you didn't plug in and self-fill your brain with all the skills and information you needed to move forward. No, you had to learn it, and you learned it by asking questions. That's the way we ask. You know, why is the sky blue? Why is the water green? Why does it look green? Why are the stars? And so on and so on. You know, how do we fill out the TPS report? Exactly. The same thing. You ask questions. That's how you learn. That's how you become proficient in your craft. So by that token, how do you become proficient as a leader? You ask questions. You get to meet other people. You get to shake their hands and you get to know them. You spend 5-10 minutes a day, or you spend 5-10-15 minutes a week with them throughout the course of the week, whatever. But you get to meet them. You get to learn from them. You get to ask them questions and they get to give you answers. And then you talk about business. And so on and so on. And that's how you become a better leader. Because again, you're now into them. You now understand them. You now empathize. And at some point, you will sympathize with them. Well, folks, that's it for this episode. Episode 6 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I do hope you find it, entertaining. I hope it gives you some information. And I really, truly want to hear from you. So please drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, and tell me what you think of the podcast. Again, like I said last time, do I need to expand or do I need to contract on what I'm talking about? Do I need to get a little deeper into the conversation? I have no problem, but I don't know if I don't hear back from you. So again, Dave, D-A-V-E, at DaveGuerra.com. I thank you for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. Until next time, take it easy. We'll talk to you soon. Get out there and walk.